Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is the ninth shiur in our series on Hallel. We saw the Ramban holds Hallel's Doraisa, the Rambam holds it's Derabbanan, the Rambam holds that it's the Mechayev of Hallel is Hallel, and we say it at times when there was a tzara that we were saved from, or a moed called Perek Uperek. The Ramban holds it's because it's Yimei Simcha. So now we have to explain what the Ramban says, that Chanukah and Chanukah hallows only midrabbanan. But l'chayra, since this hallows midina called tzara shel tova latzibur, like Rashi writes in Sechem Kuf Yud Zayin Omer Aleph, and parenthetically the Chasam Sofer says in two places that it's taka d'iraisa, in the Tshuvas Simen Reish Ches and Arachaim, Yeridea, Sof Simen Reish Lamed Gimel, starts with the Kal v'chomer. See Megillah Yadalid, that from Avdus L'Cheiris, you say Shira is certainly from Misa L'Chaim, and Purim was Misa L'Chaim, and so too was Chanukah. So Memela is going to be Dairaisa, the Kal is Dairaisa, the Avdus L'Cheiris, the Tzias Mitzrayim, the Shira there was Dairaisa, certainly the Chanukah and Purim. That's the Chasim Sofer. We see now like that in the Ramban, the head, you're not like that, that it's only Derabbanan. Chanukah is only Derabbanan. Why is Chanukah only Derabbanan? It's not called Tzor Shel Otova Letzibu. So it should be Dairaisa, so why is Chanukah only Derabbanan? So we have to say, Bishitas Ramban, that this inyan of Simcha only has Makom B'Shas HaGe'ula, but afterwards, in the subsequent years, the rabbis were attacking it as a day of Simcha. And the Me'el B'Hal is only going to be Derabbanan. From this Kal V'Chomer that we have in the Gemara, from Mavis L'Chaim, we say from Shibud L'Cheirus, we say, so certainly from Mavis L'Chaim. But because the rabbi said that you have to make this day a day that you have to live the Ge'ula, Me'ela, is going to be a chiv of Hallel, but that's only the Rabbanan. And attacking the Hamek She'ela and Shilta Chavov, Sivkot Aleph, he's masik on the Chasim Sofer from the Ramban. The Chasim Sofer says, Doraisa Hallel and Chanukah. The Ramban says it's only the Rabbanan, and he says only B'Shas HaNeis Menator, and not afterwards, exactly like we're saying. B'Shas HaNeis, it would be Menator, but afterwards, in the subsequent years, it would only be Midi Rabbanan. That would be Chanukah, that would explain why the Hallel of Chanukah is only Derabbanan, even according to the Ramban. Whereas other days, like Yom Tovim, would be Doraisa. Rav Yochanan Fischer Perle, or B'Shas HaGeulah, it's Doraisa. Rav Yochanan Fischer Perle in the Rasag, Mitzvah Sinan Tes, is Tamei HaRayas HaRamban, from Tainus Chof Ches Amid Beis, that he brings a Raya that it's Doraisa. Rav there says that Zosomeres, from the fact that the Hallel on Rosh Chodesh Nisan is not Doraisa the Maima, the Tfilis that the Israelim used to say Allah Korbanos, so the Hallel is not Doich of the Maimon on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. It must be that Hallel Rosh Chodesh is not Doich on this. And again, it's talking about Rosh Chodesh Nissan, that we're not Doich of the Maimon because of the Hallel. Masha Enkin, Rosh Chodesh Teves, Chanukah, we are. So Frek Rav Perla, I don't understand. And Rosh Chodesh Teves, Hallel is Midian Chanukah. And the Ramban says it's not Doich. So if the Das HaRamban, Rav is talking about a Doich Mamish, so Hallel Rosh Chodesh Teves is not Doich either. And nevertheless, it's Doich of Maimon. So what does the Gemara mean when it says, the Rava says, oh, it must be that Hallel is not Doraisa. But on Rosh Chodesh Teves it is. Hallel on Rosh Chodesh Teves is not Doraisa either, according to the Ramban. It's only Alts Chanukah. Chanukah is only Terabona. So how can the Gemara say that, imply that the Hallel on Chanukah is Doraisa? So based on what we said, we can explain as follows, that the Chanukah is not an independent Chiv, the Hallel on Chanukah is not an independent Chiv of Terabona. But rather, since we were Nigal, being Nigal is a Doraisa de Gezach, right? That say Hallel when we're Nigal is Doraisa. So this has a Mahalach of Doraisas. Loshana Gemore, Loshana Cheres Kavam Vosam Yom Tov Mahal Vahido. That the next year, they were Koveid as Hallel Vahido. In other words, the rabbis were Koveid these days as Yom Tov. And Ramel is Hallel and Hido. It's Meyusid on a Doraisa. It's Meyusid on the Geula, which is Doraisa. But now the actual Hallel in the subsequent years is only going to be the Rabbonan. So since the Mechayiv, the Yesod of the Mechayiv is Doraisa, so Memela is going to be Doraisa the Maimed. Like Abi Maimed the Rabbanan, it's like a Doraisa. It's stronger than the Maimed the Rabbanan, it's Doraisa the Maimed the Rabbanan. But Halav Rosh Chodesh, since it's only Minhaga, it's nothing to do with the Chiyuv Doraisa. And therefore it's not Doraisa the Maimed. And that's Lashita Saramban. So Lashita Saramban, Pshat in the Gemara is that. So we see from here, Zosomeres, that Hallel of Reish Yarchas Lav Doraisa B'Chlalna. B'Chlalna, that's Minhag B'Alma. Ashein came when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Teves, that's at least predicated on a Deiraisa, because the original Geula Hallow was Deiraisa, and then afterwards only Derabbanan. But it's based on the original Geula, which was Deiraisa, and therefore it's strong enough to be Deicha the Maimed Derabbanan. But Ladas Ramban, there's no Makor Minator for the Chiyuv of Hallow. He holds that the whole thing is Derabbanan. Therefore the Ramban says, if you hold there's no Yisod of Hallow Deiraisa, what does the Gemara mean? When it says, Zosomeres Halil Dereshi Achalav Deiraisa, Mashmedan and Rosh Chodesh Teves is Deiraisa, for you there's no Deiraisa in Yinan Hallow at all. Hallow at all. And we already saw the Yisha for this in a previous shir, that Zelo Bayal Shitas Ramban, because the Rambam holds that it's the Cheftz of Hallow is the right, the Mechayiv is only the Rabbanan, but the Cheftz of Hallow was given over by the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im are getting it from God, so therefore it's like a Doraisa. It's a famous Rav Haigoin that the Ran brings in Psachim and Kuvtes Zayin on the base, writes that Ein Mevorchim, you don't make Hallel, you don't make a Brocha on Hallel and Lil Pesach, because we don't read it b'toiras koirin, we read it b'toiras shiro. Because Sarah Gamliel says, b'chol dor v'dor, chay of Adam, lirois es atzmo kilu yatsim memitzrayim. L'fich anach chayvim l'hoides v'l'halo l'mishasa v'sein v'lonu. So therefore it's only said b'toiras shiro, it's not said b'toiras koirin. So l'choiro, what does that mean? It's not toiras koirin, it's toiras shiro. It's Hallel, that's it. And since so if you're chayav, it's Torah Shira, so there should be a bracha, like Birchas Hallel, that is a bracha derabbanan. You can make a bracha. Why don't you make a bracha? So you can explain as follows, that b'Torah Koirin, that's the Iker Chi of Hallel. She'ein inyano le'me'ora shel achshav, ela she'bisho azu nischayavnu b'halel. Right, we explain that halel is not because of the present event, but now at this time, at this there was a me'ora, and now this time is mechayav halel, and therefore there's a bracha. When you have a great event, a miracle, and we're saved, so we have to say Hallel, and there's going to be a bracha. Because at this time now, we were obligated in Hallel, and now there's going to be a Hallel Adoros with a bracha. But as we explained in a previous shir, every Hallel also has Shira. Hallel is the Mechayiv. In other words, the Shira is that we're praising Hashem, we're singing to Hashem. And therefore, we're Chayiv to say Hallel. So every Hallel is also a Shira. So Klapi that says Rav Haigon, that since a person has to see himself as if he left Egypt, and therefore Chivur Chayin Achim L'Chayim L'Hoidos, so B'lel Yitzias Mitzrayim Amiras Hallows B'Toyras Shira relates to the Ma'ori of Kilu Hu Atzmo Yotzim Mitzrayim, and that's why you have the Shira. And that's Tos Lashon Tosim Psachim Divra Masal Mishahaya, right on Hallel Lo Pesach, the Mistam Lo Tuk Medalat Kos Ela Kedei Loimra Leim Hallel Ve'Agoda. We have the Dalet Kosis in order to say Hallel, talking there in Tosis about Chiyuv Noshim. But that's what we're saying. We're saying that on Lil Yitzias Mitzrayim, the saying of Hallel B'Toyras Shira relates to the event of us as if we left Egypt. And that's why we're saying Shira. So this Shira is included in the Chiyuv of L'Hoidos V'L'Hallel that shaykh to the mitzvah of Sibri Yitzias Mitzrayim. Sibri Yitzias Mitzrayim is the Chiyuv L'Hoidos V'L'Hallel, Rashi Psachim, Lam Dvov, Lechem Oini, Lechem She'ein Olav Dvarim Harbei, Shegoyim Rolav is a Hallel V'Rim Lev Hagodah. So it's shaykh to the Shaykh Lamatsu Marish and Din Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim Malayim Bahagodah. So the Hallel is shaykh to the Hagodah, to the Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the Rashi. Shegoyim Rolav is a Hallel V'Loim V'Rim Lev Hagodah. So this Hallel is shaykh to the Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim that you say over the Matzah. And we see in the Rambam, the Yisod of Mitzrayim is that it should be Zachar to Kiev at a Yisa, Kalil at Matzvah, and now you're leaving Mitzrayim. And since in this Matzvah is Zachar to, it's like now you're leaving Mitzrayim. So Mele, we b'chiv l'hodos v'l'hala. So Hodos v'l'hala is included in the Mitzvah. That's the Mitzvah, l'hodos v'l'hala. So Amir Ashira is Kilu at Atzmacha. It's now you're going out. That's the Chiv of Zachar to Kiev at a Yisa. That's part of Mitzvah Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim, and therefore, There's no bracha. But he's included in the mitzvah salai, it's included in Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, for which there's no bracha. That's what it means you're saying it b'tayra shira. That's included in Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. So this is not being said b'tayras koirin, that you're reading hala because there was a certain event, and now at the time of this event in the future, you're going to be chayav to say hala. But rather you're saying it in the context of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, there's no bracha, there's also no bracha here. But it's included in the lahoidos or lahala. This hal is included in the lahoidos or lahala. That's a chiyuv of now you're leaving Mitzrayim. Since now you're leaving Mitzrayim, you have to see yourself as if now you're leaving Mitzrayim. Therefore, you have to praise Hashem. You have to thank Hashem, and that includes halal. So that's the shira. But there's no bracha. The bracha is when you're saying it al tzchiyuv halal. Here it's not saying it al tzchiyuv halal. You're saying it because you're leaving Egypt. And then because you're leaving Egypt, this great event of leaving Egypt is happening. And mainly you're saying halal to praise Hashem. But it's not the classical halal that a great event happened, and Mimela for the generations, we have to say halal. No, it's because now you're leaving Egypt. That's b'toras shira. And to celebrate your leaving Egypt, so you have to see yourself as if you're leaving. Mimela, you have to praise Hashem. Thank you for taking us out. And that's the halal. And therefore there's no bracha, because it's not like a regular halal. So it wasn't that once we were chayv and halal, and now in the footsteps of that event, now every year we're going to be chayiv and halal. No. Every year it's right now we're leaving Mitzrayim. So that's a different type of halal. That's a halal of shira. That's a halal of lahodus halal. Therefore we have to mo'ed the mahala. So that doesn't require a bracha. Okay, there's still a great arichus to talk about over here. So Amir Tashem, we will hopefully be able to continue. And I thank you for listening. This concludes our ninth shira. Shalom, shalom, ha'ovayi, damu, rabbi, l'mutayi.